Second Democrat Debate, CNN Insulates Joe Biden from Elizabeth Warren. By Harris Alic on July 18, 2019. CNN released the lineup for the second presidential debate later this month, with Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, once again missing out on the opportunity to face former Vice President Joe Biden. The finalized lineup, officially resulting from a neutral drawing of straws, was announced by CNN on Thursday. Since the field currently holds more than 25 competitors, attendance was limited to 20 competitors via criteria established by the Democratic National Committee. The second debate, which is to be hosted in Detroit, Michigan, between July 30 through July 31, will again split candidates between two evenings. The lineup results, however, are less than equitable. Warren, who risen to second place behind Biden in most polls, is once again relegated to the first night's debate, missing the opportunity to face off against the frontrunner. The scenario is similar to that which played out last month at the first Democrat presidential debate in Miami, Florida. Warren was relegated to debating candidates barely polling above 1%, including New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and former Representative John Delaney, DMD. Biden, meanwhile, was given the opportunity to debate Senator Bernie Sanders, DBT, whose support among his own base continues to be eclipsed by Warren, and a number of other candidates, including entrepreneur Andrew Yang and author Marianne Williamson. Despite being prevented from a head-to-head matchup with the former vice president, Warren showed herself to be in good spirits on Thursday. "Grateful for another chance to talk about our grassroots movement at CNN's Democratic presidential debate on July 30th, the Massachusetts Democrat tweeted after the lineup was finalized. "I'm fired up for big, structural change, let's do this." Although Biden appears to have missed out on facing his biggest competitor, the debate is unlikely to be without confrontation for the 76-year-old frontrunner. Biden will be once again facing Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, who at the last debate publicly rebuked him for having recently praised devout segregationists and long being opposed to busing.